Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren and speak with them words you would have wished yourself. For Bible says, and you do not think of your own things alone, but even of the others. You hope you would have wanted someone to tell you what in this time. That you would have wanted them to tell you. It's what you tell that your brethren and sister. If it's of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
are still moving on to see schemes of Satan. Just as we always hear in the Corinthians, we told we are not like those who don't know schemes of Satan, that he may not outwit us. But in the Revelation chapter
2,
it still says there are those who don't know the deep schemes of Satan.
But
God's beared us up to now. He most on reveal schemes from the initial ones. You know, there are initial schemes of Satan. That's the false foundation, which involves lying. And this is the father of liars. But he has a deeper foundation of masquerading as an angel of light, masquerading as a preacher of righteousness. That is the depth of the schemes of Satan.
And
when he comes in this depth of falsehood
or
of his schemes, he masquerades as an angel of light. Indeed, you may never escape him. Praise Jesus.
Who
he can appear as a preacher of righteousness. He speaks a portion right and a portion is wrong. And yet knows that one stream out of it cannot come two types of waters. As long as it's light a little.
He say,
my pastor sometimes speaks the right things and the other times wrong. Those are called the deeper schemes.
Of
masquerading as an angel of light
and
masquerading as a preacher of righteousness. Now things like those
is
what God reveals us here, and we understand them,
and
we're still in that last part of separating the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And we're looking at that heading. That the spirit of Satan, which appears through the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire, after fighting the right Christ and his church, to creating its image, the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and the many beliefs which appeared like the salvation, which attached themselves unto Christ Jesus. We have seen much under that heading, and we saw how Catholicism came about and it moved on to consume salvation, and we saw how Islam came about. We saw how Islam has arisen as salvation, has arisen as salvation. We saw how salvation had arisen as the Protestantism, yet it fell again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we found ourselves in the
1700s
and the 1800s.
God had prepared a rising salvation through America. And the heading we are looking at, and we see the Holy Spirit arise salvation through America from the 1700s and 1800s, through the ministers like
John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
Reverend Charles Spam.
And we also saw the spirit of Satan still in the 1906 through the one-eyed pastor,
the Illuminati,
known as the William Fox Myer. He moved on to bring into place the false salvation. These days, which is moved on, consuming every place,
and
totally finishes the true salvation. It changes the foundation of salvation that God has been raising all the time, which arose still in America in the 1700s and 1800s.
Christian Holiness Movement.
And it moved through the ministry of the Christian Holiness Movement. And it was involved in first seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the rest we need of is added us. But starting from 1906, Satan sent his pastor, the one who is known as the one-eyed pastor,
the Illuminati,
William Fox Myer. This one changed the gospel, and now we first seek for what we need, seeking for the needs of this world, even twisting and subtracting from the word of God, and even to the adding on it, just as we shall see. But we are still looking at how was this gospel meant to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
gospel for seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and then the rest is added us, just as he told us in the Matthew 6, starting from verse 30 and to 33.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have been answering questions, the four major questions, and we still move on to get explained of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We asked ourselves the question as the Holy Spirit brought it, and even he answered it. What is seeking the kingdom of God? And how is it thought? We answered that. And we pushed to go back to look in the book of the Lord, like in the Isaiah 34:16. And we got explained much as we had. But in this second part, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? That's where we are still.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we first discovered it, that the kingdom of God himself, it is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
If
we finish as we shall finish to see, then we shall go see what is righteousness and that we seek for, and how do we seek for it.
And
we shall look to what is the kingdom of heaven and where is it found.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But let's move on with our second part. The kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? We are still in that aspect. And we are seeking the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we ended to hearing in the Matthew 12, verses 28, he told us, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. and we got to understand the manifestation of the Spirit of God. It brings the manifestation of the kingdom of God. When we see the Holy Spirit as His fullness is, and we read that the seven spirits of God, like Revelations 4:5, and we were given names of the seven spirits in the Isaiah 11:1-2, and we saw there is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of the knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Now we began to indeed understand it, the appearing of the kingdom of God
is the
of the Holy Spirit and His fullness and His works. And we saw the spirit of wisdom and how he manifests the kingdom of God. I expect we understood much.
The
spirit of wisdom involves the foundation of everything in the heavens and earth.
It
is the one responsible over all the thoughts of God, those which are uncountable, which
are
numerous than the sand of all the seas on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And this day, let's move on to see the spirit of understanding and the way he manifests the kingdom of God. This is the way of seeking.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It is the way of seeking the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let
us see the spirit of understanding and how he manifests this kingdom of God in our midst and even in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we seek all this from the book of the Lord,
who
he speaks and he says in the Isaiah 34:16, and he says this, Isaiah 34:16,
munonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome, tekulibula kwebyo na kimu, tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo, kubanga akamwa kange kekalagidde n'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But tuba tunonya,
when we are seeking the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit in His fullness and His works, we come back in the book of the Lord just as we've been directed. The book of the Lord, we speak of the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And He said we look in the book of the Lord and we read, none of them will lack its mates, for the mouth of the Lord commanded,
and
Holy Spirit gathered all, and they were put in this holy book.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And he allotted them, this allotting of these scriptures and how they are meant to be moving. They move under the spirit of understanding.
It
gathers a little here, a little there, command by command. Let us read and we hear. Verses 17.
Isaiah 34:17. Bina emirembe n'emirembe binatula ng'omwo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwetunoonya mu kitabo kya Mukama,
when we seek in the book of the Lord,
ng'omwoyo omutukuvu yakuŋŋaanya ebyandiko ebitukuvu,
Holy Spirit gathered the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga Bible yegamba,
for Bible says,
tibannabbi tebayogeranga bibayagalanga,
prophets never spoke what they wanted,
naye bayogeranga ebivudde eri Katonda,
but they spoke what had come from the Lord,
nga bakulembeddwamu omwoyo omutukuvu,
as they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Naye bw'otunula Isaiah 34:17,
but when you look to Isaiah 34:17, God allotted them.
The
scripture will be going with this one, and he put there a measuring line for them,
saying
this scripture speaks speaks to reaching this boundary, never stretch it beyond where it speaks. Never speak beyond the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the spirit of understanding is the one responsible in handling and connecting them here a little, there a little. And we can even physically see him in our midst. All long we move in him and speak within him, even those who never see him.
For
still our words we speak under the sun, they go here a little and there a little. We join up a sentence to hold something we speak out, and we handle different things. I may want to go into a place, yet I'm going to explain you how. I want to go to the toilet. Here a little, there a little.
It's the life
we move by, but you cannot just realize it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is why I say, friends, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
Because
even when we speak within it. As we move a little here, a little there. You lift one foot and you put a little, you join another little. You move on to reaching.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
it's
not easy to
say.
But Holy Spirit himself in our midst. And even as you eat, you eat a little here, a little there, until you get satisfied. For you can't pour the food all once in your mouth. Everything growing even, it grows a little here, a little there. Even that created moved under the command. It will be command by command to bringing understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The pastor can say, how can that be? You know, when you grew hair, that of the armpit grew.
It
has to grow a little here, a little there.
Even
air of other places do not speak of it.
Okay, Kadi. Do we
I think we shall see. Spirit of understanding. God asked of him to ask like this. In Isaiah 28, verse 9. And he said this.
Isaiah
28 from verse 9.
Isaiah 28
verses 9.
Ani gwali yigirizo kumanya era ani gwali tegeze ebibulirwa aba balese yokuyonka era bavudde kumabere.
Agambe nti ani gwali bulira
whom
gwali bulira okumanya
will teach knowledge. Whom will he explain what is preached?
Okay,
say those who have wind from the breasts. Right from your infancy, you've moved by that. You move under the spirit of understanding.
The
kingdom of God teaching you. How you're going to be speaking. After you've won wind from the breasts. Now when you get to the gospel, we can speak of those who have just gotten saved as how is he going to bring understanding to them what is preached.
The
spirit of understanding, how does he move? How are we going to be seeing him everywhere? How does he manifest the kingdom of God?
Let
me tell you one thing you're meant to know. Even all you feel in your head, you didn't get to know them once. They entered in you a little. You can see him everywhere is there. The kingdom of God is there. Even that you know in your head, they didn't enter in it once.
They entered
in it the code of understanding.
Isaiah 28
verse 10.
Kubanga chiba chiragiro kuchiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omoyo wokutegera.
The spirit of understanding.
Ebintu byonna.
All things.
Byale tsambwa kabaka bwaka
tonda bwo. Which manifest in the kingdom of God.
This is a command by command.
And in all things we learn, there are meant to be 2 to 4 words. Even when you're sending someone, you can't send them with one word. Go. Where?
What?
Least go to the well. 2 words. 3. You see, the spirit of understanding,
this
kingdom of God. For any time the Holy Spirit manifests and His works are seen, we see this kingdom of God. We said, if you're not born again, you cannot see it.
Neither
that will enter in it. Even if it's in our midst, if you don't know it, you cannot understand it. That's why He said, the world whom we cannot believe, for they don't see Him and they don't know Him. You see Him because you know Him and He is within you and He is unto you. Now listen, it is command by command and the command by command, scripture by scripture, scripture by scripture, 2 to 4 scriptures. Here a little, there a little. Praise Jesus so much. Now, the life of this world
and
heavens and everything where it is, spirit of understanding manifests for those who have understood Him.
And
if you're going to move, you're going to move in that, in the scriptures. If you change it, you begin to walk sideways, I don't know where you will reach. You have to move line by line, moving on, building the line. Now try change it, walk sideways. I don't know how. If you're going there, you begin to move sideways like that, you would have trouble confuse the world. For if you meet others, you'd rather knock each other perhaps. These are laws of the world. I must say, the kingdom of God
reigns
the kingdom of the children of men.
It reigns
in their midst, but they cannot see it easily. Now change its laws and see. Even when you change them, that you move backwards, you're walking backwards. You end up knocking. That, in the laws, that's not a rightful right line. Have you understood it?
It rains
in our midst, but you can't easily see it. That's why it's not in someone's right to guide their feet. But the ones of the righteous, they are led by the Lord. It's not in our right, every person. Every person is not upon them like
but
helps the righteous to tell them now. So I lead the feet of people.
We
move in lines.
The
order of laws of the world
that
put. But don't go in morality. Don't go in stealing and
others.
And it separates you out. Every person says
it's
not in someone's right to lead on how they are going to be moving. Put his laws we made to move by. If you change this feet, look them sideways like that.
You
have to get the entire system, change it to that. You still remain moving line by line.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We move in those laws. Let's read Psalms. Let's read Psalms.
Zaburi 37.
Zaburi ya suri ya satumu musamvu olunyole kuminesatu.
Psalm 37 verse 13.
Mukama alimu sekerida kubanga alaba nguruna kule rujia ule kuminenya awaiva soode chitala balezo omutego gwabwe okusulo okusulo omwavu no munafu okutabo abatambulira mukubo na mazima 15
chokoleke donye icho rutufu urabiri mwesatu.
Zaburi ya sura ya 37 olunyo lwabiri mwesatu.
Psalms 37 verses 23.
Olugendo lw'omuntu lunywezebwa mukama era asanyukire kubo lye. Abiri munya ne wankubadde ng'agwa talisuulirwa ddala wansi kubanga mukama amunyweza n'omukono gwe.
Olugendo lw'omuntu,
a person's way,
oba amagenda g'omuntu,
the way of a man,
lunywezebwa ani? Otambula yakukola ki?
You move when he's guiding you in it.
Kati gwechusa mateka g'okutambula
ola. Change the laws of movement and see.
Have
men in the lines of moving.
Move
a little here, a little there. You dare begin to move sideways as you're moving.
Well,
you just moving aimless like that. It's impossible.
You
begin to walk, I don't want to slow steps. You want to. How are you going to do it even? That is why you see those who broke those laws, even though they didn't break them much, when they made cars, they wrecked many accidents. Cannot control much its steps.
For it's the world.
God showed in the journey of heaven. Those moving a little here, a little there to make an accident.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus. But after we confuse the laws of the spirit of understanding,
the
kingdom of God reigns in us. And there are
things of God.
When you go in Lile, running, you shouldn't confuse your line. Still, these laws, you are confusing them. You end up knocking with your competitor. That's what's on the car, car, even with other machines of running.
Because
you've tried to contend with the laws of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God is in our midst. Try if you want to see.
The spirit
of the Lord is reigning.
The
spirit of understanding. Go do like this. Rotate yourself. Do like that. You will see. You see, the world is like moving. You
do,
you no more have potential. Kingdom of God and its situation. Now, brethren,
it's
a joke, but it's what prevails.
Those,
the laws of the kingdom in our midst, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, spirit of understanding. This is not the movement of ourselves.
Go
try it and see it outside. You see, you feel you no more stable.
As if
try to enter in the spirit. Your spirit will be as if checking out your body.
You feel
electricity as if it's striking you.
You
enter to the spiritual system, you're confusing it. Let me read in Daniel. God told Nebuchadnezzar that you have to understand that the kingdom of God
is
in the midst of the kingdom of the children of men. There, and it's what has ordered most of their situations. Let me tell you, see. All things, like most of their orders, they moved under the spirit of understanding. Praise Jesus.
Ah, katusome wano. Kantwabi. Daniel Mecca.
Daniel Yesule Yokuna, Noru Nyiri Osa Tumwebili.
Daniel 4:32.
Ero no gobebu kuva mu bantu. Ero libera wamu n'ensolo ez'omu nsiko. Ero liriisibwa omuddo ng'ente. Ero ebiseera omusanvu biri kuyitako. Okutuusa lw'olitegeera ng'oyali waggulu ennyo yafugira mu bwakabaka bw'abantu. Era bwa buli gwayagala.
Then he will realize it. The Most High
reigns
the kingdom of the children of men.
Though
people you try to command yourself things in this world, if they go beyond his laws,
they
call it the gravitation forces. But them too, they don't know what is that. Here in the world they say that the gravitation force, if you get something, throw it up in the sky, there are powers which bring it back down. If you fly and you are not given the right to fly, you will get down back. Those who resisted those laws made aeroplanes, they are always troubling them. I don't say it's wrong to make airplanes. Do that when you know we are made just fly ourselves. Have you ever seen those given laws in their rightfulness and they knock themselves?
Do
you find birds they have crushed, knocked themselves up there? These are known in the world. But the spirit of understanding alone can help you understand them. Bible says
we will
reveal them by the Spirit of God. For no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God in him. Like in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. In our midst, and it gives most of the things the order they move. Let me tell you, see, you try to want to sin as if you change the laws of God, but it's impossible. Find you've sinned within the limits of God, and it tells you you've subtracted from my word. Because see,
even
just mere sinning, you subtract from his and you sin. Let me tell you this part, you abuse your
collection,
it's of God, but you attached it to be an abuse. Now you get a part and you abuse it to someone. Nowhere you escape him, everywhere he is there. When he
accuses,
don't add in the word of God. You may think this is written down there. That's written in the Bible. Even all this you see is the word of God. Now see,
you
want to know those issues, how they are. Go join a little here with what you never joined. Get purples, join them on the mango. See fruit you get out, how it will appear. The more they have joined them, did you see what has come out?
It
became acidic our way. Joining things which were not joined by God. You can see that the kingdom of God is in our midst. After you reveal of it, but if you not revealed, you cannot see. All things you see which are growing,
they
move on to grow in the laws of the spirit of understanding. They are a little there, a little. Even when you plant them, what you have to do, leave them in their laws they move by.
So
you plant them plenty there.
They're
in their portion there to grow their own under the spirit of understanding.
era bwe bigabana minerals okuva mu ttaka.
If they share minerals from the ground,
buli omu afunako wano kano wali katono ebibye.
Gets a little here, a little there, their portion.
When you see
different flowers,
when you see
trees with different fruit,
flowers,
you see fruits of different form.
Don't
know how it is. Before I understand it, before I understand the spirit of understanding, what can I understand? Why are they like that?
When
you plant a mango here, here a pawpaw, and it comes out with their own fruit, and the tasting is different.
It
is in the place here a little and there a little. And let me tell you, if you near an avocado fruit with a pawpaw fruit,
doesn't
enter seasons of the other. If they are not rich to put fruits, it's their seasons.
We shall head
on the spirit of counsel to show you his works. If pawpaw you put on fruits on few months, in 6 months,
avocado
fruit will reach easier.
It
doesn't copy his colleague. You know, it's you confusing yourselves. You see another an apostle, you are a pastor. You say, me too, I'm an apostle. Because others understand more than a human being.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So, amazima bo Luganda.
Now, the truth, brethren, when he created heaven and earth, like he told us in Proverbs 3, verses 19, the things of entire creation, after we saw spirit of understanding, wisdom was evolved and is involved up to now. Indeed, the spirit of understanding too is evolved, like we saw spirit of wisdom last time. Let's get back and we hear Proverbs 3 verse 19.
Mukama yasawo emisingi gy'ensi n'amagezi. Yanyweza eggulu n'okutegeera. Olwabiri, ennyanja yayabika n'okumanya kwe. Eggulu litonnya omusulo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama yasawo emisingi gy'ensi n'amagezi.
God laid the foundation of the earth with wisdom.
But
putting of heavens in the place where it is.
Moyo wa kutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Kingdom of God.
If you hear,
it will be command by command.
But creation,
if we get back to creation,
Abatonda,
as the Creator, spirit of understanding is the one who said, "Let there be this." The word, he based in the spirit of understanding. He commanded, "Let there be this." And the spirit of understanding
put creation
there. That's why creation is a little here, a little there. I want us to do like this. Let's handle like this. Let's briefly get back Isaiah
28.
Isaiah
28
verses
9. Era ani gwali tegeeza ebibuulirwa. Ababalese yokuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere. Olinyole 10. Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kiba kiragiro kuki?
It's command by command.
Na yebo bado tunulira mu ngero.
When you looked in the Proverbs.
Sura yokusatu.
Proverbs 3.
Nyoro 19.
Verses 19.
Agambi yanyweze guru nokutegeera.
He put the heavens by understanding.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Na yogenda laba ne creation eri mu kiragiro kuki?
But you're going to see even creation is in the command by command.
And
it's never changed. It's like that. It moves command by command.
Spoke
this, let's begin this. In the Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Verses
1
and
2.
Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1.
Oluberebere katonda yatonde gulu n'ensi. Olunyo olwokubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. Naye ekizikiza kyali ku ngulu ku buziba. Omoyo gwa Katonda neguma mira kunguru kumazi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga omoyo wa magazine kutwarabye jama zote kawe misingi jensi.
After the spirit of wisdom we saw yesterday had put foundations of the earth.
Omoyo wa mukama kenyini.
The spirit of God himself.
Omanyi Katonda kitafe kitayo wenku.
You know, God the Father is the Father of the rain. The Father of the waters.
He's
the one who poured water everywhere. Now the Holy Spirit, as his fullness is, he engulfed on the depth of the waters.
Now,
nothing was created when the Holy Spirit was not there. Psalms 104:30 comes on before you move on to the verse 3. Genesis 1:1-2.
After
you've read them,
before
you read verse 3, this Psalm 104:30 got involved in here in the midst. I don't know whether you can see it. Let's read it and you see it well. Psalms 104:30.
Otuma omoyo gwo nebitondebwa era ofuula obujja amaaso g'ettaka.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you look to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and the earth was empty and mixed up, the spirit of the Lord was hovering on the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But listen to this. Before God said, let there be light, before he spoke that,
Psalms
104:30 came in the midst
here.
He sends his spirit and they are created. When the spirit was hovering on the waters, he's the one he sent. And things got created. But when he said,
he
spoke it command by command. Creation of heavens and earth. And everything where it was put, it was put by the spirit of understanding. Here a little, there a little. Command by command. And they were put line upon line. You can remain seeing him. How? He spoke this. Genesis 1:3.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Katonda n'ayogera.
God spoke.
Wabeewo obutangaavu.
Let there be light.
Ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
And there was light.
Ekyo si kiragiro.
Is that not the command?
Kandagire ekirala.
Let command another.
He's
put the light now.
We
want him to command another. Genesis 1:4.
Katonda n'alaba ng'obutangaavu bulungi. Katonda n'ayawula wakati mu butangaavu n'ekizikiza.
Genesis 1:6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi. Liyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga. Bwekityo bwe kyali.
Simanyi omwoyo w'okutegeera omulaba.
Don't you see the spirit of understanding?
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Ati yayogedde wabeewo obutangaafu.
He spoke, let there be light, it was there.
Bumala kugwa bulungi nga biteredde bulungi.
After it finished, put there well.
N'addamu n'alagira ekiragiro
ekirala. And he commands another command.
Kakati wabewe banga.
Let there be an expanse
wakati mumazi.
In the midst of the water.
Erana akoli banga.
And he made that expanse.
Akola kiragiro kuchiragiro.
Command by command. Scripture by scripture.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Line upon line.
Wano kwa niwali katono.
Yeah, a little there, a
chiri
little.
Chiriwede na kuwate chilala.
After he's done, he handles
it. Na gira.
He commands.
Kitekebo mchifocha
acho. He put in its place.
Everything
you see moving on to be done, even from the beginning, spirit of understanding manifests. And he manifests the kingdom of God, the spirit of God, in the midst of all creation, in the heavens and the earth. Another command was released in the verses 9, and he spoke this. Genesis 1:9.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
God
commanded and spoke again. Let water gather in one place. And let there be dry land. That too is a little here, command by command. That too was done. When you go look at water, you separate it with the dry land and see it. It is the spirit of understanding. It is the spirit of the Lord. I see you. When Proverbs chapter 8 says he put borders and boundaries for the waters, each one not to go beyond his commands.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Imagine
all that moves on under the sun. People cannot see the kingdom of God and see it, except when they have come back with the book of God.
First,
when you first understood what the kingdom of God, indeed you look and everything is where it is. Mountains, they are where they are, as the command of God was. Bible says Psalms 104 that commanded waters in the beginning. Others moved up, others moved down, and he ran to God the place he commanded them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
see the dry land put the spirit of understanding in that power,
it
left it in this ground to remain controlling the speed of the plants, and they move a little here, a little there.
You
can get this ground, plant it whatever you want in it.
It will
not grow when they appear the same.
The
law of the spirit of understanding governs them.
The
command spoke you to be what? A banana. Don't grow like other plants.
In
creation we shall finish by the
spirit
of them. They move on, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These things indeed they are real, but because we could not see them. Another command which was the least, verse 11, God spoke this. Genesis chapter 1 verses 11.
Katona nayo geranti ensemera ebimera omuddo ogubala ensigo omuti omuddo ogubala ensigo omuti ogwebibala ogubala ebibala mu ngeri yagwo ogulimu ensigo yagwo ku nsi bwekityo bwekyali.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Kati nduzo akiragiro kukiragiro.
Think you see command by command.
Wasiumu iwo kutegira.
Under spirit of understanding.
Wano kanwali katono.
Here a little, there a little.
Lunyiriri kulunyiriri.
Line upon line.
Kati nayogera.
And he spoke.
Yagale bimere ebiyajawo.
One different fruit and
na
plants.
Na yinge kiragiro kitambulira wasiumu iwo kutegira.
The command moves under spirit of understanding. He wants them different.
Atenga birimu ensigo yabyo bulikimu.
Yet they hold each their fruit and seed.
Tegeza bino kuba nebimuli byabyo.
They must have their own flowers. Yet spirit of understanding was evolved. There is in what color? You see him in green. You see on the lampstand. That one joined with the spirit of wisdom and different colors of different things.
The
spirit of counsel of power. Each they give them a little here, a little there.
Let
me tell you, may not see them, but I thank God.
In
heaven, I saw all of them. I say, Lord, glory and honor back to you. Indeed, I see your kingdom. I see your spirit. For you've given me understanding.
Brought
this when he started the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
As
God renewed it in America in those days,
in 1700 and 1800,
it began to be finished out by Satan in the 1906, when he passed through the false salvation,
with
religions which could never think of of that. Those who are created. But God blessed us as the nation of Uganda to restore and renew that gospel. To restore and renew salvation in the authority of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think now you've understood them. Do you know
it's
responsible of the green colors common in the plant?
Green
is on the forefront of all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Handles creations and you too, you get amazed.
Here
a little, there a little. Command by command. Line upon line. If you find plants with their lines, you find fish with their own lines. They call them what? What do you call that scientific language? Species. Yes. You find each in their line as the commands are.
So
even that system moves the people.
Not
is it a black with a black to birth a Chinese?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. But you can see him now. Can't you see the kingdom of God? Can't you see him, the Holy Spirit? He established heavens by understanding. But we understood
it.
All this basing in spirit of understanding. Everything how it is. Spirit of understanding. Where the mountains are. Where the streams are. There a little, there a little. Even to prepare African
citizens,
he too is involved in all that. And he said, the Chinese,
or
the Asians, you be the other side. And they have small eyes.
Know
this kingdom, it's been hard to see it. And those who seek it,
Bible speaks
of heaven's kingdom when it's fought. But these, though you fight it, the kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven is what you can handle people to enter it. This one, they're in it by force. What we call the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit, you cannot run from him. Have to be in him by force. Where will you run from his spirit?
Though
you refuse him,
though
you don't know it's me who is prevailing. It's me who sustains you. Though you reject the Holy Spirit, he tells you that. Reject me, but me, I'm there. And after he contended with people, people contended physically with them. Others he contended with them. He said, you.
Ovacado nachi,
you know the poison you to bring.
He
said, go away. I will order them. And he contend from there.
You don't know him,
you cannot know you are contending with him.
It
brings it in Genesis
6. His
will not contend with his people forever. You can't know how it was.
Imagine,
perhaps spoke with them and they argued with him. They moved on to break all his commands.
They
were not made to marry angels. And they broke commands, they did that.
And they
contended with him. Others were sodomizing. Preparation of a little.
Here,
he put different and even Pastor Bosa's wife another thing. Now see how you disorder. You want to get corrupted like that?
You change
guns, you point them elsewhere. You've got to see, and according to
the
hole behind, it fits to plant there. If you take that banana, plant it at the whole back, which is small, and when it stretches, it loses its elasticity. If you find a hole which is rightful, where they plant the banana, he made it, it's like that.
And
what you get, man, you sodomize. You are so confused. You fight with the Holy Spirit. But you have problems. Your back is no more well. You are always in pampers.
All stools
you have messed up. Things not in the laws of God. And you find a man who is sodomist, and all their parts were messed up. They get sick and they slim.
Many
of those have not enough parts. They are very, very small like that. Even women who are corrupted in mind, they go with their fellow women. If you are out there, get saved. Speaks of them in the Romans chapter 1. Those who live the natural ways put of going in those actions, and they move to other ways. And laws put upon you one part, many parts that you will come many men. Where you find, they put a banana, you put it there. They created the laws one part, even another given one. You meet other one by one in the laws. Now you move planting everywhere. Let's move on
to
spirit of understanding.
The
world is contended with him. They fight with the kingdom of God. Each is given a different color. And you go, you bleach yourself. He confuses you. You grow wrinkles when you're young. Messing up the loss of spirit of understanding, and you think he was not understanding what he was doing. Look at the other men that have been made women that are giving birth. And you find them that they are pregnant. Confuse them.
It
causes them serious harm. They don't know who they are fighting with. Striking them with different wild sicknesses. They contend with his laws.
The
spirit of understanding made many things. Even putting ear, nose, he was involved. Now, if we put the eye and the ear on the top of the eye, things would have been not rightful. Let's read Genesis.
See.
Another command says what? Verse 14. Genesis 1. Genesis 1:14.
Katuna nayo geranti wabewe byaka mubanga eliyeguru byaulenge misana nechiro bibenga ngo bubonero era nebiro nennaku nemyaka.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Sochi abalobudde no lwalero.
Don't you still count time to date?
Naye abakubalira baba teke eri mubanga.
Those who count them for you, they put them in the sky.
Esa was onazi wakola ziri wansi
wolo kutegira. All hours you made their under spirit of understanding.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. When he speaks, let there be. And command said, let there be putting stars in this firmament of the heaven. And they were put in different ways, in different colors. He said, now the sun and the moon, let them count months, the hour, and the days. All these hours, watches, you see, they move by that command. Others don't ask why the watch moves anti-clockwise. Clockwise. Change those laws, see whether things will work. Or even the sun is moving like that. Now you change it. See that your watch, if it will count the rightful time. You know, you claim to understand that you manufacture the watch. But you think it moves by whose commands? Even the stones alone, out of which they made that which moves, it holds the spirit in it.
Even
computer you manufactured, some powers left them in the stones, the rocks. Nothing is done when it's not involved except sin that you get from your own.
Or
you get his and you add on it, or you subtract it, or you twist it, but he sees everything moving on. Here he comes and says, the preaching of the gospel of the creation, it's reached everywhere. Yet, gospel is of the kingdom of God they preach. It is of the Holy Spirit. But you can't see them preach to you. Move on, look at the banana. Can't see its gospel.
Ruachi.
Why?
Because
you are blind.
Go
cut a banana. Is there banana fruits in it? Maybe they come from where? Who does things like those?
I
don't know what Satan has done to a human being on the earth except to power foolishness in a human being alone.
And
to reach a banana, you don't know where banana comes from. After you speak, God is not there. Go in a shrine, okay.
Have
you seen Satan make banana?
Or
when you dig in the ground, you see them down there.
You
check the egg of a woman and of the man,
no,
and you see in it bones. Indeed, the banana is carrying a banana plant. My banana, you claim it and you cut it.
And
he looks at this foolishness. It is going to eat now. There is much perversion in this world.
That's
how the gospel was to come from America. It has begun from the beginning.
But was powered and finished. Now we are seeking for power. Is there where a miracle? Where a miracle?
These
plenty ones, why don't you see them?
Let
me tell you a miracle.
No, you cost me a
and you dig in the ground. There is no cassava.
No,
and you plant a tree there.
No, wait a bang and also
call him over.
That's
not a miracle. Are you withholding madness? Miracle beyond that which one?
Muno chava wite mere ya bana bunyongeza
food for children addition
muno wotambuza mulema wonyelwade
il this is
zukisa bafu
raise the day
na gamba atevyo kati bwebukuda bya magironze bya nakoleda
miracles I did before
amanyiru muya tugamba
no one day told us
akati wembate mukirizi
if you don't believe
of what I
tell you
mukirizo lwe mirimu jenkola
accept of the works I do
ntubuza mirimu
chi what works are you doing
iya chitugamba he told us ani ajukire cyandi
kubwe who remember that scripture. If you don't believe what I tell you, believe by the works I do. We asked him, what works do you do?
Mchirabia chandikibwa. Tumbanyi nga chirimu Yokana. Siwe wawo. Yari Yokana kumina mkaga. Okay, tanu mkaga.
Yokana esule yomukaga nalo nyiri olwabiri mu omwenda.
John chapter 6 verses 29.
Yesu nadamu nabagamba anti kuno gwe mulimu gwa Katonda okukiriza oyo gwe yatuma olwasatu awone bamugamba anti kale kabonero kigwe kokola tulabe tukirize okola mulimu ki satu mulumu bajjajja fe bali lange manu mudungu ngabe kyawandikibwa anti yabawe emmere okulya eyava mu ggulu satu mubiri. Awo Yesu nabagamba anti daladala mbagamba anti Musa siye yabawe mmere eyava mu ggulu naye Kitange yabawe mmere eyamazima eva mu ggulu satu musatu kubanga mmere ya Katonda yeyo eva mu ggulu
ndolyo lunyitulibwa lutyo olwadisoni ya lulala yabagamba
he told them
wembate musobode kukiriza lwe byenjoge
if you have not believed of what I speak
mukiriza lwe mirimu
jenkola believe me of the works I do.
Yokana 14:12.
Yokana sura ya 14 n'olunyiriro le 12.
John 14 verses 12.
Daladala mbagamba anti akiriza nti akiriza nze emirimu gye nkola nze naye aligikola era alikola egisinga ejo obunene.
Naro sirwe ruo. Ora olufana na ufana ye. Naye katugendera o
Yesu. Let's move on. Praise Jesus. The works he does, the great works. But some you may not see them. Yet they are moving on up to today. Who has ever planted potatoes? You plant potatoes, sweet potatoes. Or you plant potato, you put potato leaves in the potato heaps. Have you ever planted sweet potatoes in the ground? Let me ask another question. Why do those things come out nice looking when they come from the ground?
Okay,
cassava. You get it from the ground well. Very clean, never appearing like the soil.
Dig
me in the ground and get out a white color. In the creation be surprised of many things. You have to join the spirit. There are colors you join. If you mix all seven, you get the white. You get seven colors of rainbow and you mix them, get a white color. I've seen a hand raised. Let's read.
John chapter 10, verses 37. Bwe sikola mirimu gya Kitange temunzikiriza. Satu mu munaana.
Naye bwe njikola ne wankubadde nga temunzikiriza nze. Naye mukkirize emirimu.
Let them believe the works.
Kati okusinya kunjiri y'obutonde.
According to the gospel of creation.
Emirimu Katonda kitaffe gyakola.
The works called the Father does.
N'omwana.
And the Son.
Okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Minji.
They are very
numerous.
At least you would have believed because of those works.
I'll
give you an example.
Muogo,
cassava
or
potato.
You
dig it in the ground. Yet they have white color.
There
are those with yellow.
There
is a potato you find. It's like a yam mixed up. It has reddish and white. Where did this come from? What are these? But you see,
a
human being has no eyes to see, even to understand. That's why you see they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they never hear. Even understanding, they never.
Those
are the works. Believe me, because of the works.
Yokana meka mujazi ongera kezo Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kaliba kirizolwe mirimo yakola.
Let them accept for the works.
Na Yesu bulo kujiraba.
But can you see them?
Kubanga gorinze bamali babigoro yokola mu moyo wa mukama.
First strike you down, then you see the spirit of the Lord.
Mbuyatambude yakoze.
He moved and he worked.
Ni mazimanga kolera ebintu.
But he makes things for you. I've never seen such numerous works. The miracles, the wonders. Before we ask for these little ones,
of healing
diseases and things like those,
but make
food and different things.
Those
look nice on this world, you look at and you get amazed.
All
those are miracles of the Holy Spirit.
Get
them from the ground appearing in different colors. Imagine you find a flower.
Its
color falls white, pink and red.
You
check in the ground, do you see those colors there? Who does all this? Can you see this kingdom? Our eyes get open, brethren.
These
are the cases and the judgments who happen in the city of God.
Jerusalem
of heaven. And the gospel of creation reached everywhere.
Yet
it's the gospel of the kingdom of God. It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit. Romans 10.
Barumi esule yekumi noru nyiriri
Romans 10 verses 18.
Naye njogera nti tebawuliranga. Weewaawo ti weewaawo ddala. Eddoboozi lyabyo lyabuna mu nsi zonna. N'ebigambo byabyo okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi. 19. Naye njogera nti Isirayiri tammanyanga.
Eddoboozi.
The voice.
Enjiri y'obutonde.
Gospel of creations.
N'eddoboozi lyayo.
Their voice.
It's
spread the entire world.
It
reached even the end of the world. Creations preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's spoken of in Matthew. Matthew 24:14.
He
said the gospel of the kingdom of God, it will resume to be preached in all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Creations too have come back in the gospel. They have resumed to preach, and we preach with them.
The
gospel reached everywhere.
But
you will fall in the ocean. You'll find fish of different form. And those with electricity, ask where they manufactured it from.
Don't
go else the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
It's
everywhere, you cannot escape it.
Creation speak.
Bitubulira.
They preach to us.
Nibigamba kebera
mutaka. And they say, check the ground.
Orabenze
ekimuli. See me the flower.
Ekimyufu.
The red one.
Okay, biroba mutaka wajo kayawe.
Whether there is a red color in the ground.
Otege ani yankoze bwa.
Who made me like this?
Bible ni
yagamba. The Bible says. Ndi waliwa is who clothes the lilies. Right there in Matthew 6 from verse 25 down, God clothes the lilies.
Won't
he clothe us more? But he said Solomon didn't clothe to their level. But what surprises,
these
lilies age their clothings and they cast them down and the new ones come out. Where do they come from? The ground. Who does that? Began to see him. Everywhere is there, he is sent and they are created.
Psalms
103:30. He sends his spirit and they are created. But spirit of understanding, he handles a little here, a little there. Different things you see in different ways. In the way they appear. Gospel of creation. It reached everywhere.
It's
the gospel of the kingdom of God. It's
going
to be a witness to all the nations. And you'll say God wasn't there. And they will show you how he made bananas. And you'll see the Holy Spirit and his works. Now see the maize. And the maize come, the seeds come out. And you harvest very well. And you get out portion.
And
very white.
Yes, we was
with praise you. Jesus. Because of time,
I'm
going to cut off the spirit of understanding. And at least we end there. How do you think it
is?
At least you've reached somewhere. Here we start off headlines. Headlines.
The surface of it.
But in creation we shall study everything
how
it's made.
If you
think we shall mix, see how food is made. How do they make a potato, sweet potato?
If
you see how they join what they join up
to
make you a sweet potato.
Because
they begin with their roots just.
Yes,
praise
Jesus, brethren. Me too, there's something I've moved on to understand. For we see a cow eat green grass, yet it gives us white milk. I thank God for that.
And we
began to indeed see it.
That
the Holy Spirit is there and is working. Maybe my question is here. There are those making up juice. And they blend like avocado fruits and the mango and they put in it the pineapple and watermelon. Don't they make poison? That is my question. According to the command of looking in the book of the Lord, Isaiah 34:16-17, you can get a little here, a little there,
boundaries.
But you don't get beyond boundaries. After you get that juice from matoke,
and
you
cross boundaries
on what you're to put in, you bring those which they make ferments. Mix, you have to follow the line
measured,
but you don't go beyond that line.
Those who
mix medicine and creation, we shall study much that in the second heaven.
Still the same order will come back, which shows us how they mix medicine. Not medicine, not herbs of the shrines. Medicine which is in the plants of God. Discover power of the Holy Spirit makes those plants. And
it's
the one you call to heal you. You'll see some of his power in the plants. People don't understand these things. What you mix, you mix
with the Holy Spirit.
Don't go beyond boundaries and commands.
Mean
the spirit of understanding of God. Don't go make wine in bananas.
No genda aten no letachi. Bamita batiogovichi. Omoem.
And you go bring, what is that? Sorghum. Sorghum.
No rieko otabikamori.
And you mix in the banana juice.
No tabura mateka.
And you mix the laws of the thoughts.
Go
on your brain and pour out something which goes beyond the command of God. You begin to stagger yourself like that. You are falling. Now you've mixed up the kingdom of God. You begin to see there is a hole there. You were stretching to pass it. You are drunk. Now the kingdom, you have confused it. Now what surprises
us?
What they do, they confusion in you and the rest we are well. And you fall in your holes alone.
Kubanga utabuka nola bawe chinyanga
ni chiriyo. Get mad, you see a hole yet it's not there.
Karusembeno yobu kubikwataga n'injili yobu tone.
With Job concerning the gospel of the creations.
Injili ngeita moyo
kutegira. The gospel passing the spirit of understanding.
Injili yobakabaka bwakatonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Erino kuba bujulirwe lya mawanga
bonna. Be a witness to all the nations.
Yobu esuli y'ekkumi n'ebbiri
lunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Yobu esula ya kumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Job chapter 12 verse 7.
Naye n'obuuza ensolo zinaakuyigiriza n'ennyonyeza omu bbanga zinaakubuulira. Olw'omunaana
zikubuulira zitya?
How do they teach to you?
Ensolo.
The animals.
When you
reach them, you see different kinds of animals. See another design of the skin. Here black.
White.
Here white. And those line up. They bring another. And this is a leopard. It has spots within it. Here little bear, a little. He said, ask the birds. Them two will explain to you. Who finds them when they say, be saved. They are whistling. Be saved.
They
go begin to whistle. They are whistling. You are worthy. They are praising God. These ones, don't you see how I'm losing nice? And raises its wings like that. You see us, it shows you. And the wa amateur never sees anything. Let's see.
Job 12 verses
8.
Oba yogera nettaka nina kuyigiriza.
Kakati ettaka lyo lisomesa a lesson ikambwe.
Liyigiriza n'okuyigiriza. A wild lesson. It even teaches.
Beri tunule ko orabe n'ebivamu.
At it, see what comes from it.
Ettaka teri togenda lisingana ngo.
Igamba. Ground say. And
kiriza katonda.
Speaking, believe God.
Otulabye.
Obviously yes.
Ligena fubu tulamu ebimere ebyegereza
ejawulo. Different plants from itself. Tell you wherever you are, you will wonder.
Its
gospel reached everywhere.
takari yegereza baba.
The ground teaches.
Nori okora betoke rivayo
banana. A banana come from there.
Ngali neche ambalo cha green.
It has a green cloth on it. And when you peel it off, it first gets yellow. When it matures, it goes into yellowish. You wonder. If it is raw, it's not sweet. If it is ripe, it gets sweet. Where does the sweetness come from? That the fruit of the Holy Spirit still. They are in goodness alone.
The one who
studied fruits of the Holy Spirit can know.
How
he put them in the fruits of the world. Who studied fruits in the Galatians? 5:19 redown. Goodness. Peace. What is there?
Them
is what he puts in what we eat. And you drink a passion fruit. And you feel a relief.
No quarter for
any no you get the jackfruit you eat, and you get the sweetness in it. You even begin to sing as you eat it. But you think we should understand it? You know, I tell people in the
journey
of heaven there are many things.
Some
God push them here, we see them in the schemes of Satan.
So
we're
going
to see how
the
spirit put. And someone say how
get
them, bring them.
Now
you chew cassava, you feel the gentleness in it. The chewing. You even sing a song as it's chewing. Let's finish this verse.
Job 12:8. Nebyennyanja ebiri mu nnyanja binakunnyonnyola.
Ebyo binnyonnyola.
Those ones explain.
N'oliranga n'enjiri bw'akabaka ogitegeere.
The gospel of the kingdom you've understood it.
Birina emirimu wansi mu nnyanja.
They have works under the water body the seas.
Kakati gwe abaana bo tusobola bakuliza mu nnyanja naye bazaala babeerayo.
Grow them under the water, but the fish, they grow there.
Ate manje ebyennyanja bimanje birira.
The fish know where they feed from.
Neje byebaka.
It where they sleep.
Neje bizanyira.
It where they play from.
Gospel
of the kingdom is what we are on now. The kingdom of God and the righteousness.
We are
under spirit of understanding, telling us how we manifest the kingdom of God.
Job
12:9.
Ani atamanyi mu ebyo byonna ngo mukono gwa Mukama gwe guleese ebyo.
Just to grow from the ground. All plants know that. The hand of the Lord, which is in the Holy Spirit, He sends and they are created. Matthew 24:14.
Gamba. Matayi sura ya 2 munya olunyirwa 14.
Matthew 24:14.
Nenjiri ene yo bwakabaka eribulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awe enkomerero n'eryokejja.
Enjiri eyo bwakabaka bwakatonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Eridamu okubulirwa.
It will resume to be preached.
Mukama ajitaddewo okudamu okubulirwa ku Uganda.
God put it to be resumed preached in the nation Uganda in Africa.
Kubanga bwe yali ajimusiza mu America.
But when he raised it in America,
yasulibwa.
It was thrown down.
Yatandika okugwa mu mwaka gwa 1906.
Can't fall in the 1906.
Yatudda mu njiri y'okunyola ebyawandiikibwa.
Gospel of twisting scriptures.
Tudamu n'okwongera.
Subtracting and adding in
them. Tugendeera okubulira ebyo bitwetaaga.
moved on, preached what we need in this life.
The
gospel of desires of this world.
But
the gospel of the kingdom of God
no,
and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Resume to be speaking to all nations. Even when someone
does hear,
go out, look at the ground, see what comes from there, and will preach the gospel. And they will hear and understand it in the name of Jesus.
We'll
come back the other time, Tuesday and
Wednesday, and
see the spirit of counsel of God, how he manifests the kingdom of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.